My father was an organic farmer before the word organic became popular. He was very much into pasture, very much into controlling the number of cows, milking enough cows to make a living. So when I took over the farm, and I think this was about 1974, I did what you call clear fence farming, where you tear out all the fences, and you lock up the cows, and you borrow money to buy the biggest tractor you could find, and you start doing what you were taught. And it worked very well for 7, 8, 9, 10 years until you literally mine all the minerals out of the soil, and then you start getting into the commercial fertilizers and the commercial sprays, and all these problems start evolving. And basically noticed that just this wasn't going to work. So then I decided to look into organics. I was the first organic dairy in San Joaquin Valley. And it was very difficult because it was a totally different mindset. But this is really going back to what they used to do, and somehow we got away from it, and I'm not quite sure why we did that, but I think we're paying the price for it now through bad water. There's a lot of towns in the valley no longer could drink the groundwater. The air is not as good as it used to be. I remember when we didn't have any air problems, you know.
Dairies emit the most volatile organic compounds compared to any other source in the valley. They're the number one source of volatile organic compounds. My name is Brent Newell, and I work for the Center on Race, Poverty, and the Environment as an attorney, primarily on agricultural air pollution issues. Most of my work is in the San Joaquin Valley, which is the most polluted air basin in the United States. One of the reasons it's the most polluted is because agriculture is largely unregulated, and the people who are in charge of making the policy decisions in air quality are local supervisors who are wed to agriculture and other polluting industries. Borba is a really interesting story. We found out that Kern County wanted to issue permits to the 28,000 cow dairy operation run by two cousins, James and George Borba. The county was going to issue the permits without any disclosure of environmental consequences to the public, under the theory that they were going to build the dairy on a location that had been previously set aside as a new city. So this new city, which wasn't going to be built anymore, was going to emit a certain amount of pollution, and these dairies, by golly, they weren't going to emit as much pollution as that city was. So there was going to be an environmental benefit to the people of Kern County. So we ended up suing Kern County, and Kern County settled and agreed to do an environmental impact report. It was the first EIR for a dairy in California, and we were successful in having the court invalidate that first environmental impact report because it failed to look at the cumulative air pollution effects. It failed to disclose the volume of manure seeping into the groundwater. It failed to provide meaningful alternatives to the project. It was a huge win at the time. We again shot down the second EIR because the county was not analyzing smaller dairy herds as an alternative to a 28,000 cow dairy. You know, the theory was that you should be able to have a profitable operation with less than 28,000 cows, and we were right. We also won because the county did not disclose the public health effects of somebody living nearby the facility, and they didn't do an analysis of, you know, how much particulate matter would be in the air and what effects that would have on someone. Eventually, the dairy ended up getting its permits. As a result of Borba and the litigation, it went from, you know, this is something that's going to improve the environment for you members of Kern County, to a disclosure from the county saying that this facility was going to emit so much pollution that we can't mitigate all of it, we can't reduce all of it, and it's a unavoidable consequence, and we believe that dairy development is more important than the effects on public health.
I think the whole thing's been a big experiment. I really do. And we're at the end of that experiment, and it's time to step back and say, okay, what did we accomplish? So the big experiment is done, and now we have to decide if we're going to try to make it work or take a step back and say, hey, you know what? This isn't working. We need to change things. And we need to change things.
Well, there's a lot of technologies being thrown around out there, whether they're anaerobic digestion, some kind of biogas conversion. The real solution is grass. The real solution is pasturing animals, producing milk and meat in a sustainable way. You know, confining thousands of cows into the most efficient industrial production system creates the pollution, it creates the problem.
The reason pasture fell along the wayside was there was nobody promoting it. This is not what was taught. What was taught to us is you got to get the maximum yield from that acre of land. And unfortunately, we found out that it's not by using a lot of fossil fuels, using a lot of artificial chemicals, and this is actually winds up on our groundwater and puts us in the problems that we have now.
The Federal Clean Air Act says that any major stationary source of pollution is supposed to be subject to pre-construction permits called new source review and operating permits called Title V permits. California, more than 30 or 40 years ago, passed a law saying that agricultural sources were exempt from clean air permits. But the exemption remained in place to effectively insulate the whole ag industry from the Clean Air Act's permit programs. And the Air District, again, run by those county supervisors, never did anything to regulate agricultural pollution, including dairy pollution. We sued the EPA, the federal EPA, and we made the EPA agree to take over the Title V permitting of agricultural sources. And as a result of Senate Bill 700, dairies and other ag sources have to get these Clean Air Act permits, new source review, and Title V permits if they emit enough pollution. We continue to run into the problem that policy is made by locally elected politicians, because not a whole lot has changed in the valley since, Steinbeck wrote about it when he wrote The Grapes of Wrath. There is a power structure, and, when he wrote about it, the underclass were Oki migrants, and they were controlled by the grower class. The grower class still exists in the valley, and they have significant political influence and control in the county government level and any other institution like the Air District that uses county politicians to make decisions.